Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hens.
Yeah.
Farmers, I didn't realise this till it was a couple of years ago I read up on this and realised that farmers, basically, they put the hens down once the productivity drops below a certain level.
Yeah, but I actually read something similar. It's not like it's gone by 70%. It's something like 10%. So they're not making 30 eggs in a day. They're making 27 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's awful. Now, there's a great bunch of people called Little Hill Sanctuary who basically, they've been doing this for quite a while. They go out and rescue them and give them homes and find them homes in various with people all over the country, and they deliver them literally. Van loads of these poor hens are sent out to live in their new homes, and some of them it takes them a while because they've lived in a shed whatever all their lives. It takes them a bit of time to adjust, but they do great work, and they're doing another drive now. They want to get people to start adopting these again, and a lady who has been heavily involved for quite a while, has been a big supporter of theirs, is on the phone now. Pauline McGlynn, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning, Liam. Yes, it's hen time. people think it's Christmas. Blah, you know, not so much. Yes, you have the chance out there now, and I know there are a lot of people who've been thinking about this for a while. This is the time to say yes, you know, now is the time. In the spirit of the festives, but yes, there are hens available for adoption, and as you say, these are ex-commercial hens, or just about to be, so the choice is the slaughterhouse or Little Hill come and rescue them, and these lucky ladies are being rescued, and I just think that it would be the most marvellous way to start Christmas week, wouldn't it, if this weekend you went out and adopted some hens, because I think this year, of all years, we've all kind of, you know, sort of reset our buttons and said to ourselves, hang on a minute here now, what is all of this about, this living business? And we've all been making more use of our houses, because we've had to, with lockdowns, and the little bit of garden we might have. And it's perfect for keeping hens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, they don't need much. I mean, I must say, as somebody who likes to, I say I like to garden, what I'm talking about is weeding, really. But, you know, there you go. But the hens would help you greatly with that. But they'll also, and you must always remember this, if there's something that you like to eat out of the garden, oh, they'll like it as well. So, you know, I'd protect anything precious if I were you, from them, because they love a nice, a fresh green shoot. Now, these ladies that were homing this weekend have never actually seen the outdoors. They've been incarcerated all of their short 18 months, and normally they'd be headed toward the slaughterhouse. But because they're still laying their eggs, it just seems madness, mm-hmm. You know, to me, that they wouldn't that they couldn't live on. Now, I do have to warn people who are about to adopt them that these little ladies, and they have been, like, I saw a picture that one adopted a mammy, a new hen mammy, sent in. She said, here's my little one, she's settling in. She was the size of a pigeon. She's the smallest little hen I've ever seen. And she's been laying eggs commercially for the last 18 months. But she was also, and this is crucial, quite bald. So it's just all of their energies have gone into making eggs for us. So when you're in the supermarket the next time, no matter what the label says, this is probably the state that your hen's been in. Now, the feathers will grow back really quickly. You know, it's just, and this is another thing about at the 18-month mark, they take a little break, and, like, their little bodies are trying to just grow things for themselves a little bit, you know, like feathers. So they will grow back quite quickly, but, you know, with the weather being changeable and everything, and also the fact that there is a bit of bird flu in the wild flocks. So it's best to keep them in, you know, as or away from the wild. And particularly their food and water. It's all very practical, common sense stuff. And there's brilliant advice on the Department of Agriculture site as well, if you're in any way wondering about that. But to be honest with you, these little girls, if you had them in the shed that you normally have your lawnmower in, and if it's fox-proof, that's very important, as long as they can stretch their wings, that's more than they've been able to do in the last 18 months. Can you imagine, you know? Or to feel any kind of ground under their feet that isn't the bars of a cage. So, you know, and obviously, they'll be, eventually they'll want to go out for their little run. And as I say, just protect their water and their food from the wild birds. And, you know, you have your eggs for Christmas. You could go out on Christmas morning and gather the eggs for your omelette. Imagine, for your Christmas breakfast. Great, you know.
Proper fresh eggs.
Do you know, and you know exactly where they came from, and they're cruelty free, you know.
Absolutely.
And also, look, I warn people of this now. You will become a bit addicted to all of this. you know, because there are hen women out there and hen men. And I know if you say to them, oh, yeah, so I see you keep hens, how many have you got? And they'll say, I have a couple. Yeah, a couple of dozen, probably. they lose the ability to count. That's chicken people be like, I don't know, a few. So, you know, it's a bit addictive. And we do have a lot of return offenders, repeat offenders, you know, coming for the hens again. But it's because, you know, you'll get to know them. They have amazing little personalities. They're very determined little girls, you know, when they get going again. And they do lovely singing when they lay. So, you know, they really are the best of fun. Curious. They will want to move into your house because they're not stupid either. They know where the good stuff is.
How did you get involved in this in the first place, Pauline? What brought you to it?
It is, to be honest with you, I just saw Little Hill on Grafton Street collecting, because there's no grant, so you know, there's like about 200 creatures living at Little Hill in County Kildare. So of all sorts, like from horses down to to hens, you know, because we have a lovely flock of hens as well, all rescues, of course, and some turkeys that didn't that were taken off the production line as well. And one of the most ungrateful rescues I've ever met in my whole life. It's a gander called Kurt Russell, who hates humans, and he particularly hates Susan Anderson, who runs Little Hill Animal Sanctuary. And if he can get a nip out of her any day, he will. And he was literally in line to have his neck broken and to be ate for Christmas a few years ago, when she went in and said, "I'll buy him," and brought him home. He hates her. So, you know, the ingratitude. It's terrible. But I saw Little Hill Collection on Grafton Street, and indeed, if anyone's on Grafton Street on Monday, I'll certainly be there from 11 o'clock until 6 o'clock, swinging a bucket, trying to raise some funds. But I was going in to do a show. Oh, do you remember back in the days when there used to be live theatre? Yeah, you remember those days? I do. I used to work then. Do you remember work? Oh, my God. But anyway, a wonderful four-letter word. But I was going in to do a matinee in the Gaiety, and I used to pass by them on Saturdays, and they'd be there collecting. They'd often have dogs with them and the whole lot, and I'd stop and chat, and then I started following them on Facebook, and they were robbed one Saturday, which is the lowest thing, to steal from a charity. But anyway, a woman and her son made off with one of the buckets of cash, and I said to them, "I'm working. How much do you think did you lose? And I can make it up to you." And of course, then they knew they had a live one. A rescue is not for Christmas; it's for life. So I don't know. Did they rescue me, or I helped in a rescue for them? But I'm now the patron of Little Hill, a very proud patron.
Fantastic. How do we get, somebody's listening now, in fact I can tell you straight off, I've just had a text from my other half who said, "She makes me want to rescue some hens." So how do we do it?
Okie doke. And by the way, you may not thank me for this, Liam, because there'll be an amount of scooping up poop out of it. That's the romantic end of rescue. Yeah, the chickens poop as well as giving you the eggs. But anyway, great fertiliser for on your garden, so your grand. So what people should do if they, and I hope that they will, because we have many hundreds of hens to rehome, and of course this is the last chance before Christmas to save them from certain death. So if you get onto the Little Hill Facebook page, and you'll see then, if it's not the first, but I think it is the first post there, is about this weekend's rescue runs. And if you message in to say how many hens you'd like to book and where you'll collect them, then we'll make sure that we've got them on board. Now for Leinster this weekend, it may look a bit sparse because you know, there's like Naas and Rathdowney and Abbey Leaks over there, but there's also the possibility that, and this is why I would ask people, please don't let the hens down. If you book them, please turn up to collect them. But there were quite a few no-shows on our one runs last weekend, so we do actually have some at the sanctuary as well, so there is the possibility that we might be able to let you come to the gate. It's all very COVID, you know, yes, regulated and the whole lot, but the sanctuary's in Kildare, and there's the possibility of almost, I think it was Nicola suggested this to me the other day, that almost like a click and collect rescue.
Well, a cluck and collect, if you will.
But we'll see. You know, I mean, hopefully you'd make it to one of the drop-off points instead.
Absolutely.
Anyway, book your hens. There is a little adoption fee of €6 per hen. That way we can, you know, get them from the farmer, the diesel in the vans. And we are going much further than that as well. So if you have friends who've been muttering on about this for ages, going, "Do you know, I was thinking of adopting some hens." Yeah, we'll do it. If you're anywhere down the west, we're going very far west this weekend, you know, as far as Acklesound and Westport, or also, you know, Spiddle and Clifton, you know, and also as far south as Cork and Kinsale. So
fantastic.
There's
no excuses.
There aren't any. And look at if you've got kids as well, the excitement. Can you imagine it? That they too can learn responsibilities of looking after... that's you, Liam, in your household, by the way.
Oh, right.
The responsibility of looking after, you know, the crack you'll have out of it. And imagine if your kid could go out and find a few eggs, you know, for Christmas.
Fantastic.
It'd be lovely.
Terrific.
Or you, Liam. Yes,
it'll be me.
Yes. Look, I've just written the tiniest five-minute play that's being trialled at the Abbey. I don't know if you saw that the Abbey are being allowed to do performances. Well, it's a theatre for one thing where there's one audience member in a booth and one actor. And I've written a tiny five-minute play for kids for 4 to 7-year-olds. And I asked the producer, I said, what made you think of me? And she said, well, that's kind of your mental age group. You know, so when I am I too am that child. So
I'm in good company.
We're the best of company.
Absolutely. Pauline, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much. And hopefully we find homes for all these lovely ladies.
I hope so. All around the country. So, yeah.
Awesome. Take care of yourself and have a great Christmas.
And to you too. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there's anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tis Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so, so, so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden.